God. What's our title, Beth? Okay. Looking for You. I preached this Wednesday night, and I had a sermon kind of put together, and the Lord spoke a scripture to me on the way to church. And I know the scripture. I mean, I didn't know exactly where it was at, but the Lord quickened the scripture to me years and years ago. And it says the eyes of the Lord are roaming to, looking to and fro the earth. It says different translations. You got it, Beth? You can put it up there. But I made the statement. Johnny said he found me. That's right. Hallelujah. But it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless towards Him. The Lord quickened me to that a long time ago. He said, I am going to show Myself strong to you if you'll let Me. He said, when you turn to Me, we were lost. He wasn't. You know, God's not ever been wondering what's going on this planet. And so the Lord, He quickened that to me, you know, and I kind of preached down these lines Wednesday night, praise the Lord. But we're favored of the Lord. But I mean, God's looking, He's looking to show Himself strong to you in your physical body. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 91, long satisfied life will I give you and show you My salvation. I will show you My power. I will show you My healing ministry of Jesus. Amen. Now all the promises of God, the Bible says, are in Him, yes and amen. But now, automatically come on you is not going to happen. Just because Jesus did it, that don't mean you're going to experience it unless you lay hold of it by faith. The Bible, you got to believe what He says. You got to believe what the Word of God says. If the Word of God says that you are the head, not the tail. Teresa covered a big, big thing, you know, about judging. It's easy for us to cast sentence on people. Why do they do the... I go around, and now I'm in the garage door business, and I own my own business. And I have the opportunities a lot because I deal with other companies to judge them and say, if I was them, I would do it this way, and I would do it this way, and if they would do it this way, and this way, and this way, it would be better. That's judging. Right? If I run my business and serve the Lord and look for Him to make Himself strong to me, hallelujah, then I will get His strength, His ability, His wisdom, and I can take what I can see for everybody else, and I can use it, and I will be successful. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to show Himself strong. He's always looking to and fro the earth, looking for someone that He can show Himself who He is to. He is my healer. He is your healer. See, Jesus don't belong to the white folk. Jesus don't belong to the black folk, the Indians, the Hispanics. He belongs to the whole world. For God so loved the world, right? Even them in Iran. Even those that serves other gods, this dedicated to other gods, He died for them. Hallelujah! Praise God! And He uses whoever He will to get the good news to them that your God is dead. There is only one that has been raised from the dead. Right? There is no way to the Father except through Jesus the Son. And there is no other God. They call them gods. You know, finances can be your God. Worried about them. worried about your bills, worried about your future. Now his eyes are looking, saying, look unto me. I will take care of your bills. I will take care of your future. I will. Don't let that become your worship, what you worship, what you long for. Don't let the things of this world be the things that you believe will set you free and cause you to have a good future. No, I will make you have a good future, says the Lord. But it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. He is looking for someone to show himself strong to. He showed it to me up to where I'm at. You know, I'm kind of amazed at how that 30 years in walking with the Lord, you know, 30 years, he's still revealing his will to me. 30 years. I mean, I thought I had it all back there 5 years into it. When I started church. And you know, he's even consistently revealing his will to me after 30 years or better of walking with the Lord. The Bible says that we don't need to come to church and then not acknowledge that God's eyes are to and fro on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, in your trial, in your battle, hallelujah. Travis told me the other day, he said, Dad, he said, you know, it wouldn't be fair if a man like you built a business for 30-something years and his son took it over and he didn't give him some kind of check, that man didn't get a check, you know, from that business that he had built for, you know, the 25, 30 years like that. And I looked at him and I said, well, you know, praise God. I said, God. I said, a man like me, I said, if God began to bless him and brought him in abundance of finances, and I said some other things, I said, he wouldn't need a little check from you. Y'all learning, I know. That God's door business ain't ever been my source. Now, bless God, God's brought some in through it, and he's used it as avenues before, but that blunt overhead door and Weston overhead door, both of them let me down. Your job will let you down. Your job can stop you from having your dreams. You ain't making enough money. Your Social Security check or your disability check. No, God said his eyes are roaming to and fro, looking for Scotty to show himself strong in the latter days. I'm not going to learn through that business how to trust God and then get up there and lose my identity because that's not my source anymore. Your job can't be your identity. You have got to identify with God and what God has said. We're living in a time, see, the world has set it up and things has been to where people can succeed and make good, big money without God. I don't have to have Jesus to work. To go to work and get a job for $25 or $30 an hour, I don't have to have Jesus. But when that $30 an hour is gone, I don't got him no more. And I don't got nobody to supply for me. Or when they go down there and they give somebody a death sentence of cancer. Or they say crippling arthritis runs in your family and there ain't no cure for it. Then you turn to the one that wants to, he's going to and fro the earth looking to show himself real and strong to that person. But you got to get a hold of the Word of God, following Jesus. See, there's benefits. I thought about it. I thought about it this morning. He said, the Lord spoke to me in Psalms over there, 103, I think it is. Put that up there, Beth, that Psalms for me. The last one I give you. Yeah. Blessed be the Lord. That's not it. Put it in something else. God is trying to explain it for me. Yeah, do it natural. Just, okay. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, that it was up above it was messing me up, whatever that was. It says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'll just do it without that. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. He says, it says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? That was me, hallelujah. Oh, he redeemed me, Pat, from he got me born again. He gave me an opportunity to come in. I was in a life of destruction, hallelujah. Praise God. Who healeth all, I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. He says, who redeemeth thy life from, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. But it says, forget not all his benefits. And the Lord told me this morning, he said, I could see the food ministry. The food ministry here that we have, we've been doing for 12, 15 years, a long time. I don't know what number, long time. We've been doing it a long time. And the Lord, he said, it's there. He said, and there's very good benefits to those people that come and get the food. And even y'all that labor, you get food at the end of the month if you want it. But anyhow, he said, some just are finding out about that food ministry. He said, and so they're just now starting to reap any benefits off of it. He said, although it's been there for 15 years. He said, that is the way my benefits are in the kingdom. He said, now they know about the food ministry. He said, and some don't come because it's too early. Too early. I asked the Lord one Saturday morning when I didn't feel good. Anybody get up, you just don't feel good? I do every now and then. You don't want to do the will of God at all. Oh, not me. Well, that's why you're showing up every service. Right? That's why you're here every service. Somebody, well, I'm not. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't want to do the will of God either. So anyways, I tell the Lord, I'm on about halfway down here, 5:30, which whatever time was in the morning. And I said, God, remind me again. Lord, remind me again why I'm doing this. Because I get down here and I got some complaining people serving in the ministry. And then I got some people complaining that it's too early. Then I got some people complaining about some people's attitudes. Then I got some people going home calling each other and griping about what they got mayonnaise and they didn't. And all of that. And so I'm telling the Lord, Lord, remind me why I put up with all this garbage. And he said, you're doing it for me. He said, you're serving these people because you're serving me. Well, I just needed, I'm lean on me when you're not strong, when you need a friend. Somebody to lean on. We lean on him. Now he says, lean on me, brother. I know the song. I'm on that song. I'm on Jesus right now. And so I get down here and I go around the corner and this lady, she says, why do y'all start so early? This is crazy. And I told her, you're it. I looked at her, I just had asked the Lord that and got down here a few minutes later. And she's griping. I thought, she didn't go up there and get the food in the rain like I did. She didn't go up there and they had the truck in the way and I couldn't get nobody over there to move a truck. She ain't the one that backed in there when I had six boxes that we unload all of us together that I had to load by myself. Right? I thought, she just don't know. I want to choke her right now. I'm thinking about all this stuff that I go through and the money we send. And then the ones that has that sacrifice to come and separate it and put out the cones and stop the arguments out there. I sent Richard on one first thing back in the ministry. Go take care of that, Richard. Wake them up. And I told her, I said, you're the one. I said, you are the reason. You are the reason that I'm here. I said, I didn't want to get up at 5 o'clock this morning. Teresa might have kept me up late watching a movie. I don't know. You know, it's Friday night, man. You know, you don't want to go to bed at 9 o'clock like some old man. But if you stay up past 11, you feel like you've been drunk for a week, so can't have your gravy and eat it too. And so I told her, I said, you're the reason. I said, I just asked the Lord, how come I do this? Remind me, help me, strengthen me. Strengthen me, Lord. Well, you know what? See, I was reaping the benefits of serving God by feeding others. That is a benefit. I'm one of the ones that would steal your food and take your money and rob you blind and lie to you and cheat to you. And now I'm here feeding a bunch of people. That is God's benefits. Forget not all my benefits. He's healed all our diseases. Amen? And He's looking for us, not on Sunday. He's looking for us. Look, we're coming up on a time where God's people has got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Looking unto Jesus and not giving in to the trials and the temptations when we know the will of God in our lives. If you know you're supposed to be healed, then don't say you're sick. If you know that you're supposed the first, but then if, well, I'm just not sure if it's the will of God or not. Why? Somebody's done lied to you. Do you know that sometimes it is God's will and sometimes it ain't? That's not what the Scripture says. You got to get it clear in the Scriptures what the Lord says about you. If he put sickness and stuff on you will find it in the Bible. If He didn't, if He sent Jesus to die for you, then that is the will of God for you. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. Right? You're not supposed to be broke. That's not God's will. See, you got to get out of the world's system and way of thinking and believing. Because the Bible tells me and you as believers, Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world's system. The way it thinks, the way it does, the way it acts, the way it trusts. But be transformed by the renewing of my mind. So I live by a supernatural kingdom in the financial realm. I go and I get tools. I believe God for tools. I believe God for scissor lifts. I believe God for trucks. I'm not talking about not operating in this natural realm. I'm not talking about that. When I do start getting my Social Security check here, if there is any Social Security left whenever I get up there to get mine, praise God, then I'm not going to live off of that. I'm not going to put my total trust in that. Because if the U.S. mail gets shut down or fired by a president, right? Then I've been trusting in a God that is able, bless God, to cause men to give unto my bosom. It'll cause men to come from afar if they need to supply all of my needs, because He said He would supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. See, it says in the Bible that just so were the days of Noah, so shall it be when the coming of the Son of Man. They was marrying, partying, going about, working, doing their garage doors. I don't guess that's in there, but that's where I am. They was going about, going swimming in the summer and going to Spring Valley Beach and clocking in and clocking out. You know, when the coming of the Son of Man, I'm going to know, hallelujah. I'm looking for His coming, but I'm going to occupy. I'm going to be wealthy, D. I don't care what the government says. I've got D. She is anointed for me to help me. Right? She's anointed in that, and she's got wisdom that I don't even think of in that arena. When you get over here in garage doors, I've got wisdom that she don't know nothing about in the garage door business. That's the way this thing is. He has us in arenas, and He sends His help, amen, to us. If I'm having problem believing God for healing, He'll send somebody with the Word of God, and He'll say, here, I'm going to help you just a little bit here. This is my benefit coming to you, saying, come on, just lay hold of this benefit right here, praise the Lord. I believe I should done be dead if I had not been standing on the Word of God. I had 2 or 3 heart attacks and don't know when I had them. But God, probably in my garden down there when my body tells me I can't do something, I tell it I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I tell it what the Word says. It's not just dogmatic, I want to be doing that. That's dumb, man. I could be laying in air condition. It's just it me down there, I was driving fence post in my garden one day, and I started hurting so bad I couldn't move anymore, so I just fell to my knees in the middle of the garden down there. Done this several times, done it on jobs, had to stop, Travis would notice, and I dropped to my knees and I would say, glory to God, I draw my strength from You. I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty. See, I didn't have Johnny there. I didn't have you wasn't here when some of this was happening. I didn't have Johnny to come in agreement. I didn't have Monty in agreement. I didn't have Teresa in agreement. She wasn't down there with me. I didn't have the 1-800 prayer line that I could get everybody in agreement. I need You right now. And how many knows the Bible says in Hebrews 11, right where you are now, faith is right now. Not tomorrow. It is right now. It was right then. And I fell on my knee, prayed God, and I said, I draw my strength from You in the name of Jesus. I said, I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty, and I will drive every fence post in my tomatoes. But God, and I got up and drove them. I went, that's what faith is. That was my faith activated. The Bible says, I mean, Satan told me in 2007 through a stupid thought, whenever I believed God for 10 years, Chris, for my house, took us 10 years to get where we're at in that house. And I believed for 10 years. We can believe longer than a week, 2 weeks, 3. We can believe longer than a month. We'd look at somebody else. Look, I would faint. I would lose heart. I would quit if I looked at all of y'all's problems that I have knew about over the last 15 years and our only strength was in ourselves and fixing it. I'd have done committed suicide. Some of y'all's had enough stuff going on that caused me to commit suicide because it would overwhelm me. My God, how in the world are we going to get Richard and them straight? How are they going to get me straightened out? Right? But God, He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Amen? He never, you know. And so we believe, and I had this thought. I'm standing up there, and the deal was not even closed on our house, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, this is it. This is yours. And I thought, glory to finally, hallelujah. So I reached down and caused Jesus to draw the line in the sand. See, sometimes I bend down like Jesus did, and I draw a line in the sand, so to speak, in my thinking. I'm not going to divorce my wife ever. she'll have to divorce me and she will have to get a lawyer to make me sign the papers. Boy, she ought to be shouting right now. She ain't stuck with me. She's got me. Whew! I'm like a breath of fresh air. Well, ask her. Okay, y'all that are married, your marriage is going along really good. Y'all getting along good. And I mean, I've seen them on their honeymoon, and they done been 3 months, and they've not had a cross word. Boy, they got the victory. I'm talking about the victory, and I'm like, 3 months? Oh, you know, a year later, well, we've not had a cross word. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. And then after the honeymoon's over and all of that stuff, you know, and the wanting to just suck each other's air and all that while you sleep because you feel like you just got to be twisted around one another, you know, then is when you lay down all of that, not my will but yours, baby. Once you lay down that, not my will but yours, baby, it's over. I almost wanted to put Teresa out of the truck yesterday. She's finding about it right now. We come down here to the church and we do our thing and get all the garbage out, turn the heat on, sweep, do what we do. And everything, and we're trying to determine what we're going to eat, Richard. This is terrible. And so we got a couple of choices. She got a couple of choices at home, two things we can cook at home right quick. So we come down here, and then I'm like, well, let's just, you know, I decide what I want. Well, I want double B, and I'm going to get me a hamburger steak, and I'll fix my own salad. That's the way I do. I don't never change. And get her a six-piece, you know, shrimp platter. With baked beans and slaw, I finally got that down. Took me 5 years to memorize that. Baked beans and slaw. And if you don't get there with it, it used to be, I'm not eating that. I'm like, Jesus. Somebody, the world says blank if you do and blank if you don't. I always called it doomed if you do and doomed if you don't. And now I call it get over it. Well, anyways, I called Double B down there, Missions Cafe, and they're closed. You know, and I'm like, well, maybe they're busy. So we say, Teresa, well, maybe they're just busy. Just ride down there. And then I said, well, if we do that, then we're going to have to wait 30 minutes to get it done. Because we ain't going in. We've both been doing stuff, and we're not dressed up to go. Now, I don't care, and my hair looks rough anyways. And so I style it on Sunday just for y'all so that it's not a trial for you. Well, anyways, you know, and we go down there, and I said, well, they're closed. And I said, I don't want Subway because I just eat it last night. And then she says, well, I don't leave much of a choice in Bluntsville, like I don't know. I've been living here 35 years. I know everything that's in there in Bluntsville. And she says, well, I said, we'll just stir something up at home. And then we start out, and she said, well, which one you want? And I said, well, I don't know. Well, you're going to have to decide. Decide which one you want. And I said, well, it don't matter. Don't matter. Why are you making me choose? I mean, is this hard? And so I'm like, man, order just put her out. Go to the house and let her sweat it till she gets there. And I can cook both of them. I'll eat one today and then we'll eat the other one tomorrow night. You know, whatever. That's not a good idea. I thought it was. What? Got to choose. You just got to choose. So just go home and make a bologna sandwich. See, these little bitty things, if you are not careful in your life, in your relationships, in your marriage, in your fellowship with your brothers and sisters, in your once that, Lord, not my will, your will be done, dies. Once that dies, the promises, the benefits leave. I'm just telling you the honest to God's truth. And so I just surrendered. I just said, don't matter. I said, oh, just cook the one. I settled it. I thought, be a man. Just be a man. Spit it out. Let a man's yes be yes and no, no. Right? Hallelujah. Then I changed it. I got there, but God, and I changed it up. I'm like, well, I don't really want that. So let's just go this route. Since I'm choosing, I'm the man. I don't care if you got the taters cut up. We won't halfway through it. Let's do it. I wouldn't do that. But see, we've got to keep, Lord, not my will, your will be done. And as the days progress, I mean, like Christians, they're putting their trust in Trump. Wrong. Trump is a man. That's all he is. God is the only one able to save this world and this country and this nation. God is the only one to keep my house, hallelujah, to keep me afloat, keep my business going for 30-something years, keep you in the same place, Johnny, for 17 years and makes you worth more and more to the world system and more till one day you may own one. Not that you necessarily want it. Some people are not supposed to, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he says, forget not all of his benefits. See, those benefits, I rehearse them. I'm going to be wealthy. And see, you got to have the same mentality that anybody has ever preached to you that they are wealthy and they got it out of the Bible when they didn't have a dime. You stop making excuses in your life. Why you can't do it? Why you can't have it? You know, I'm smoking a pack of Marlboros a day and I'm going around smoking cigarettes and I'm confessing and blowing it out the window. I'm healed and I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I sure wasn't going to let cigarettes stop me from leaving. And I found out as I began to walk and kept walking with the Lord, He kept leading me out of them, leading me out of them, leading me out. And I didn't even have to do it. Listen, I throwed a pack of Marlboro out 2 or 3 times, whole box. I'm done in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go about a mile down the road and think, man, somebody's going to stop and get them before I get back. And I turn around and go back and get them. And I had people tell me, oh, you got to be holy or God can't bless you. And I'm like, well, holy ain't cigarettes because He's blessing me. Must not be cigarettes. Well, I found out in the Word of God that I've been made holy by Him, set apart by the Lord. And I realized that I am in a process of becoming like Jesus. I realized that the more, I had a guy come to me one time, he said, man, my church, I'm going to quit church. I said, why are you quitting church? He said, because I smoke marijuana. He said, I smoke pot. I'm born again. I got born again. You know, I smoke pot. Some Christians would say he wasn't. I'm born again, man, in the church. They're getting on to me. They're getting on to me, blah, 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 and I'm just tired. I said, don't quit God. I said, don't quit church. I said, just kind of stay away from them and don't pay no attention to them. Act like they're not saying it. Keep going to church. Keep going after the Lord, you know. Don't. You know, and all of that stuff, you know, and don't don't. It was his opportunity to let them criticize you, right? Well, what they were doing was judging with a big pole in their eye. They go to church, and I don't drink, and I don't smoke, and I don't dip, and I don't chew, and I don't hang around with nobody to do. But boy, I'm telling you, mean as a snake. You couldn't get them to help you out of the ditch halfway dead. You couldn't get them to love their neighbor. I'm talking about if their neighbor cooked them meals every day. They're religious. Well, it went on, and that person didn't quit church. And before you know it, I seen them the other day, and they said, boy, I could drink a bottle of whiskey. Just troubles. Get some relief, you know. Drink a bottle of whiskey and just guzzle it down. Boy, and I looked at him, and I'm letting him talk, and I said, that wouldn't help. I said, you know, I just thought the other day, I said, I could smoke a joint bigger than a power line pole if it was good red-haired sense. I said, but neither one of them would do us no good. I told a guy the other day, I said, you know, I've smoked marijuana while I was a Christian. I've drank beer while I was a Christian, whiskey. And I've done all of that, you know. And I've done all that, and you know, praise God. I said, and you know what? God never rejected me. He never cast sentence on me. I said, He stayed with me. He didn't leave me. I said, and you know what? Praise the Lord. I said, I don't do none of that today. I said, He helped me. I said, He helped me. And I said, I didn't really tell a lot of Christians these problems that I had. I said, because they would have helped Satan kill me. I said, and I knew it. I said, so I just fought the battle all by myself, and I found out that's all I need is faith in God all by myself. I found out that He's long-suffering. See, but what God is saying is, look at all of my benefits. Come after me. Come after me. You stay off of everybody else. Praise God. Now look, I can see you sinning and say that's sin without casting sentence. You know better. Blah, 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 blah. And then go tell Travis all day long while we're working and go home to Teresa. And I'm telling you, Johnny, that's stupid for him. I'm judging. Why can't I just go before the Lord and fast for a whole day for Johnny and say, glory to God, Lord, he's caught up in this, Lord. Maybe he knows it's wrong, but he can't seem to find no help. I'm going to join my faith with him today, and I'm going to fast for him, God, that this stronghold will be broken in his life. I can help him now, right? And then it'll keep my heart clean, and God will say, whoo, whatever you do unto one of my little ones, you're going to get it too. I'm going to make this happen for you too, son, because you're not a judge. You're a doer of the Word of God. Hallelujah. See, God's benefit, He's going to bring you out of debt. Travis, he said, I'm going to believe to be debt-free this year. I said, just stay consistent. I said, stay consistent. He said, now I know I got to do the things. I got to add a little bit to this payment and add a little bit to that payment and do whatever God. I said, that's right. Just be consistent. I said, and make up your mind you're never going to borrow another dollar in your life. It was hard for me to say that. And I'm going to go to the bank. I worked my way up payment-wise and all that. And then I went and traded these trucks, and I got sick of going to the bank. I just got tired of going to the bank. I go to the bank, get what I want anytime I want it. Just go in there and just get it. 3 months behind, just call them and get it. 3 months behind on everything. I had it on speakerphone. She said, you know, you're 3 months behind on everything, your house and everything. I said, I know it. She said, you're not going nowhere, are you? I said, no. She said, well, send me the title. And I said, okay. Bling. 3 months behind. That was the devil. He was helping me. Nah, it was God showing me how it really was. That's what it was. God was showing me despite all odds. You know. And then He brought me. So I went to this last one, you know, and I told that dude, I said, I want this truck right here. I said, I'll trade you this truck for this truck. He went out there and he drove my truck. He said, you're going to drive it? And I said, you tell me it's a good one. It's a good one. I said, no, I want it. I said, you go drive that one if you need to. And he gets back and he said, well, he says, just go to your bank. I said, I'm not going to the bank. I'm tired of going to the bank. I said, you take care of it. He said, what? You go? I said, I'm not going to the bank. I said, I'm done going to the bank. I said, you take care of it. I give him my guy's name and his number and who he needed to talk to. I said, when you get the deal through, Well, this has been a long time ago because I'm thinking, I'm not a beggar. I'm a believer. And God has told me, but God, and I believe him, and he'll make it happen. Pray God, and I'm not making it happen. He took care of the whole deal. And come back and said, come get your truck, man. Sign these papers. I said, okay. I thought, man, it worked. It worked. I let them do all the work. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you're supposed to be blessed going in, blessed going out. That's why you bring your tithe into the storehouse, that there will be food for his house. And then he begins to rebuke Satan. He tries to get you to go in debt, and you're like, no, I got wisdom. He tries to get you to spend what you saved for the week, and you're like, no, I got wisdom. He tries to get you not to save $5 a week. Now I got wisdom. I'm going to save five. Then before you know it, you're done up to saving 50 a week. Then you're done up to saving 100 a week. I started out at 65 a month, I think, or something like that. I'm done up to 4 or 5 times a week that. I save money every week. I set aside a portion every week, and I don't touch it for nothing. I got money in my wallet, and it's set for the Lord. But everything that I've got, see, you're supposed to gain. You're supposed to not be broke. I mean, listen to me. I just buried somebody. We bought batteries and all kinds of stuff for them through this line out here. I told them to go down yonder and get a battery and put it on my ticket. They go down there and get it because we're having the jump box out here, and jump box won't even crank it. The batteries are so dead. That's terrible. And then they want me to do their funeral, and God says, I want you to put $1,000 towards that funeral. I thought, I don't know these dudes other than I know them. I don't know these people. I don't know these people. It ain't got nothing to do with what you know or what you think and how long it took you to save that $1,000 or that $500 or that $300, or that is your seed to your next move of God. Because he says he gives seed to the sower. See, it's not going to come in the mailbox usually and say, there's my seed. Now I will become a giver now. No, it'll be like when Sandy gets up here, I want to give more. Oh, Lord, I want to be a bigger giver this year than I was last year. Lord, I'm going to save so much a week or out of this that when the man of God comes through, I will have a seed to give. See, that's not selfish. That's thinking about the kingdom. And then she just told us the testimony of what happened. She made up her mind to do that. She had done set a certain amount aside. And yesterday, somebody gave her that back. He gives seed to sowers. And then when you sow it, he multiplies the seeds that you sow. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he says here, for get not all of his benefits. You know, the Bible says in Psalms over there, he said that he will increase you more and more, even your children. I told Travis the other day, I told him, I mean, I've picked up this statement. He's my trophy. Travis is my trophy. My wife is my trophy. You are the trophies of my faith. Not quitting on God in ministry. Not giving up on people. You know, you are part of my trophies. You know, and I'm going to leave an inheritance to my children's children. I've already got it. I believed it for 20 or 25 years. It's not just you pick something out of the Bible. No, you read that Bible, and when God brings something alive to you of that Bible, it means something to you. Look, me and Travis was in the presence of a guy and quoting, started talking about Joshua 1:8. And when I said like Joshua 1:8, he said, boy, verse 9 is my favorite scripture. Joshua 1:8 don't mean nothing. 1:9 means something to him. That's what's coming. Be strong and courageous. That's what he gets. He don't get the part that I got over here. Meditate on my word day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then that over there, be strong and courageous, didn't mean nothing to me at that time. I read it all. But that's what God was quickening to me. And it was telling me at that time, go and renew your mind to the Word of God. You will begin to walk the way God wants you to walk. You'll begin to talk the way God wants you to talk. You'll begin to think the way God wants you to think. You will begin to get the success that God wants you to have. Because Jeremiah 29:11, that is for every one of us in this house or on this planet. It says, I know the plans that I have towards you, says the Lord. Plans of good and not evil, to give you hope for your future, to give you an expected blessed latter life, older life, blessed, healed, with plenty of money. I'm not going to live broke, and it's not because I own my own business. That's dumb. That's dumb for me to think that I can hoard up enough to take care of me the rest of my life. That's dumb for me to think that way. The Lord is my shepherd. I what? Everybody will know that. They ought to be telling the Lord, you're my shepherd. I don't lack in health, Lord. I don't lack in strength, Lord. I don't lack in love. I don't lack in long suffering. I don't lack in faith. I don't lack, Lord. You are my shepherd, and I shall not want. You know, it's been quite a while, and I'm bragging on the Lord after I just told you everything. I have not thought about how I'm going to pay a bill in 5 years. Don't even cross my mind. There was a time I went to the grocery store, and Tracy, you want to go with me? Because she goes and buys groceries, you know. And I'm like, I said, I'll go away. She said, hey. She pulls out a calculator and gives it to me. I said, what's this for? Well, I mean, we got to make sure we got enough money when we get up there, you know, to pay for everything. And I need you to add the taxes. And I said, well, how much is taxes? I'm having to add a can of green beans plus the taxes. I'm like, gosh, dog, man. That's terrible. I go through there and I feel like I'm half backslid. This is absolutely contrary to what I'm believing, what we're living. And I go through there and I made sure, and I'm like, man, I can't just get what I want. If I want a chunk of cheese, if I want an extra dozen eggs, you know. And then I thought, this is terrible, she's having to go through this. So I didn't say nothing. We went on, and I helped her unload the groceries, and I went out in my backyard because I wasn't really aware of that way because she's been doing that. I went out in my backyard, and I raised my voice to our enemy, Satan. And I told him, I said, Satan, I said, if you can hear me, and I know you can, if you have a calendar, write it on it. Because not many days from now, I said, we're going to be blessed. She will never, and then I come out of my mouth. And I went back in and I told her, I said, not many days from now, I said, you will not have to have a calculator. And I told Satan, I said, we will not see this enemy no more. The enemy of debt. Well, but God, she said, now, I mean, she done come on up and COVID brought it where you can sit on your couch. I want cheese. Bing. Bing. Ting. Poof. Yes. Poof. Substitute it. Yeah. Poof. It's not what I want. And then you just go. And you drive in there and you clock in. And then a few minutes they come out toting everything you sit on the couch and ordered. You're just sitting there. Woo. Man, you ain't got to go around in there all day long fighting a crowd and all of that. Praise the Lord. And they didn't, it don't cost. And she told me the other day, she said, you know what? That's what? For $98 a month, they will bring our groceries. Oh, year. $98 a year, they will bring our groceries and our medicine and all that. And I will get $10.10 a gallon off on my fuel. Oh, man, for $98 a year? That's great. You know, I'd be signing up for that. That all of this technology's blessing us, right? When we're walking and serving the Lord. She ain't got to go, but she don't have to have a calculator. I don't hear her saying, you better get the calculator out. I'm like, I look at the bank statement. Woo! There's 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 4 month. Or to tell on you, but I'm not. She's a smart woman. I'll just tell you, she's a smart woman. I told her the other day, I said, you're a smart woman because of what you've done. And I told her, I said, if I didn't believe you're supposed to be blessed, it would bother me. Praise God. She lives high on the hog. We know what that means down here in Blount County. Some of them will probably send me a letter. What's high on the hog mean? It's not in the Bible. That means we eat good. We're blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in. I'm blessed to have y'all guys. I'm anointed to teach you how to prosper. I just got the gift to teach you how to prosper. I didn't get it on my own. I'm not that smart. I don't even really know how to prosper from here out. All I know is he done it all these years, but God, and I'm going to follow him. And I know he's going to take me to where I don't lack for anything. I'll tell you this in close, because I got to where I'm going over. Maybe the offerings ain't big enough. I don't check it, but maybe that's what it is. I feel like I need to get some more where you can give some more. I'm just kidding. Now, they told me, a lot of the farmers and all of that back, when I'm reading Deuteronomy 28 for the humpteenth time, I don't know how many times I've read that over 30 years. And I just felt one day, I'm going to read that again. I can quote it to you, Richard, but there's a difference. You know, go to the scripture. You know, go to the back to the scripture, because quoting and all that can be religious if it's not real. And so I'm reading in there, and I noticed, Noah, there was cows in there. I've never noticed there was cows in Deuteronomy 28. And I thought, man, there's my cows. I found cows in there. And I said, there's my cows. So I run across one of my brothers talking about cows. I said, I got mine. He said, where are they? I said, they're in Deuteronomy 28. Oh, they're not at your pasture. I said, no, they're not got here yet. I said, but I found them in Deuteronomy 28. It's a blessing of the Lord. I said, I didn't know. I said, I'm older now and I got land pastured in, and now's a different season in my life. I said, and that was quickened to me that it was in there. I've never read it before and noticed it in there. Well, some of the farmers, well, there's no money in cows now. There's no money. There's just no money in cows. And I'd leave them, you know. And I would think about Jacob when he got messed over, and, you know, and they give him the coals and all of that. Wasn't no money in all them coals. And he told him, he said, take a stick and set it before them. He said, and when they're eating, put the stick before them. Man, his herd was to be envied. Several years down the road, man, got wealthy off of the coal. Wealthy off the junk. And I thought, the blessings on my cattle, that's what. But God, I'm blessed, hallelujah. They cannot be worth nothing, hallelujah. But they're worth a lot when you're leading. That's where the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and adds no sorrow. And so I've done got two herds. I went the other day and this dude said, he said, I'd like to have them two left there, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And he'd done been telling me, he said they're bringing $4 a pound right now. I said, really? $4 a pound, are they? Yeah, they're bringing $4 a pound. And I said, well, yeah, you need both of them. They weigh about, one of them weighs about $6.50, another one about $7.50, $4 a pound. I said, yeah, you need both of them. So I go over there and I thought, man, whether he gets them or not. So I got, and I'm not going to run them cows. So I'm like, Lord, they'll run over you and everything, especially those little bulls. And I had this thought, Johnny, go over there, back your trailer. I could see it. Back your trailer up there, tie the gates open, put you a feed trough up in your cattle trailer, and put them little bulls, lock them in a lot, and put them, I'm telling you, I went over there yesterday. They got in the trailer looking for me to bring them some food. And I thought, man, how hard is this? All I'd have to do is shut the gate. I thought, that's wisdom, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I ain't never named not one farmer told me you could do that. I'd never thought about it. Put what cows you want up, go over there, feed them in the trailer a couple of days. They go right up in there looking out of the trailer waiting on you. I'm like, glory to God. So they're gone tomorrow. Well, they wasn't worth nothing when he told me. See, that's the wisdom of God. God knows everything in mind of your future. That's why we follow him. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.